You're saying basically that the practice continues to be discriminatory in how it treats married and equivalent to married couples.
Yes, that's true. I mean, when we look at two identical families, Dr. Jack Mintz of the University of Calgary did a study for us, and what he determined was that two families each earning $70,000 a year, one family is a single-income family, the other family with both parents earning about $35,000 each, the single-income family actually pays about $3,800 more per year in taxes. And what that really does is it discriminates against the family that has made a choice, whether it be due to aging parents and one spouse staying at home to care for them, or young children, as the case may be, to the tune of about $300+ per month. Now, I don't know about your family, but $300 a month makes a significant difference to my family. And we've encouraged the finance minister and the government and anybody else that would listen to actually say, let's look at the taxation of the family as a unit. If I go to buy a house or a condominium or a car, the bank will look at what my family income actually is. So let's look at the taxation of the family in the same way.
And you're saying that, among other things, this could help combat the falling birth rate in this country.
One of the things that we've noticed is that in many parts of the country, as I look at Alberta, because they've had an economic boom for a number of years, the last couple of years being a bit of an exception, but when couples feel that they're economically sound, they're willing to either start or expand their family. And that's one of the major concerns. We did a study a couple of years ago that indicated that the number one issue for families, whether they're starting out or whether they're into the retirement years, is family finances. And so if the government wants to take families seriously, and we've heard every single one of the federal parties talking about families, especially as we lead up to this potential election, they need to walk the talk. And this is one way that would be very encouraging for families. Several years ago, they looked at pension splitting for seniors. Great idea. And it's one step towards family income splitting. So we're encouraging the finance minister, the government, to take the next step and look at family finances in the same way as they've looked at pension splitting.
Perhaps phasing it in.
Absolutely. And there are a variety of different ways to do that. You know, there is a cost to it. I certainly recognize that. But one way to do it is to say, well, we're going to look at it for families that have children under the age of 6, or we're going to look it up to, you know, the age of 12, or whatever the case may be, or where the family income is up to a set amount. You know, a family that's earning a large dollar amount needs less assistance, obviously, than a family that's at a low income level. So there are a variety of ways to phase that in and truly assist those families that need the assistance the most.
You're also pointing out that this could be applied, again, with some sort of a progressive system, to the sandwich generation families, where they have both parents that it may be cared for by the family and children.
Absolutely. What we're seeing right now is that the baby boomers are starting to hit retirement years right now, and as they continue to age, there are many what we'll call middle-aged people that are still having children at home, but also are facing aging parents either returning to home or some level of care, that they're stretched in both directions, caring for the low age and as well as the elderly age. And so this sort of routine would be one other way that income could be split, taxation could be lowered, and one spouse or the other could stay home or perhaps drop to part-time work when family care is needed for aged and young children.
Where, and I guess this would be the test, it is genuinely an economic unit, that household is an economic unit.
Absolutely. You know, as I say, when I go to apply for a mortgage at my bank or a loan for my car, they will look at what my spouse and I earn. And so let's do the same thing when we're taxing families, is look at that, what their income is as a whole, and support them accordingly.
David, just by way of review, compare a dual-earner family to a single-earner family and how their tax treatment is different.
Here in the province of Ontario, a couple of years ago when we crunched the numbers, two families earning $70,000 each, the single-earner family will pay about $3,800 more in tax than a dual-income family of $35,000 each. So a little over $300 per month, which can make a significant difference.
Huge. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Steve. All the best.